Hello, I'm Juliet.
Hello, I'm Fern.
Hey, I'm Soph.
Hey, I'm Celia.
And okay, we'll do this all together in stereo, and I'll hold up the microphone. And you're in this thing called the
Big Moon.
Amazing. How'd you name the band? Just kidding. We're not doing that. So we know London, but we don't know neighborhoods. We don't know education. This is going to be fun because usually I can rattle off a whole pile of things. There's Fiction Records. I know that. There's Columbia. Is it Columbia officially here in the U.S.? I would imagine.
It's Startime International.
Startime. Oh, I know them.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to fill in some basic blanks. So I think because there's so many of you, we're going to do it this way. You're going to start the story, and we're going to go around. And when I say the story, you know, where are you each from? Who dropped out of school? And then we're done with the interview. There's nothing more to say.
Hi, I'm Celia. I'm a Gemini. And
I like prunes.
Yeah, I don't like prunes, actually. I'm from a place called Sidcup, which is incredibly exciting.
Where is that?
It's southeast London suburbs. And I used to work in art galleries, and then I got and I play music as well, but like not seriously. And then I got a message from a friend of a friend saying, "Do you want to play bass in this band? Like a friend of mine starting a band, and they need a bassist. Are you interested?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, I'm interested." And then I went along and played some songs with these amazing ladies, and we were all like, "Let's be best friends forever."
Here we are.
And here we are.
BFFs.
And Jules cried when C first played with us.
And Jules cried when C first played.
Which is often forgotten.
She didn't cry when
Fern joined, but that's because it was just the two of them, you know. It was like I'm Soph. I'm from Northwest London. I play guitar.
We're a little bit hungover, which is why Soph is not having words. Soph is Fern is from Wales.
I'm from Wales.
Yeah, and South Wales. I was drunk last night. And then,
hello. I'm Jules. My whole name's Juliet. But lots of people call me Jules, which I think is kind of cool because there used to be a really naughty boy at my school called Jules, and I thought he was kind of cool. And now people call me Jules, but I'm quite a good girl, really. I don't really do anything naughty. I just get my bum out sometimes, but that's not like bad. Anyway, I'm from Bromley, which is near Sidcup. And David Bowie was from Bromley. He's like famous guy. Have you heard of him?
And being an all-girl group, are you guys any good? Can you play instruments, or are you like, are you guys? Yeah, let's. And you can tell. And you now, come on. You know, I'm being cheeky here, but I'm gonna go down this road because the first thing that happens when someone sees, you know, unless it's Slater Kinney or something like that, there's like an assumption, right? So let's go down this road really early and be really controversial from moment one.
I'm interested because, obviously it's a thing, but I don't know how many people actually go, like, you know, people see an all-girl band. Do they actually think that they can't play?
It's kind of underlying and people don't really realise, and then you... Like, I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
When people probably wouldn't ever say they thought that, but then you kind of say something or assume something and it makes you realise that maybe you expect...
Yeah,
just because
not,
you expect
it's not
it
so
less,
blatant,
I suppose.
But
yeah.
It's like a... Yeah, it's like,
there.
Oh, I bet they're...
It's lingering.
Yeah.
Lingering.
Yeah. And not just like playing our instruments, just like all the other shit you have to do as a band, like changing the batteries in things and picking up heavy stuff and like yesterday we got here and all of our gear we had just had so many ups.
It was all in a rehearsal
actually, like we just like, you know, we opened the guitar case and George's guitar had got smashed during the flight and just snapped. But we're very good at problem solving.
I really enjoyed that practice even though everything went wrong, because I was just like really satisfied.
Yeah, now we're all set.
Okay, So let's do some business before we get to the music, because you're here, you are on really good labels, and so take me back a couple of steps, because according to what I've read, and I love Hype versus Reality, you're zooming, you're stratospheric, you're at the top of the pops, you're right there now. But all kidding aside, from when you started this band, take me back. Who wants to take me back a little bit? How exactly did you get to a label? How did all of this stratospheric stuff magically happen?
That's our manager, Louise.
Hi, Louise.
She's number one at the very top of the babe pile. I think me and Louise met at a festival, and she was wearing really, 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 really big sunglasses. And I was like, wow, this girl looks like a fly. Oh my God, they're the exact sunglasses. And I thought, I have to know her. And we became friends. And then like maybe a year later, I was trying to start a band. And I played Lou some songs and she was like, yeah, I think you should start a band. And I was like, what, really? 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 Like that in a really high voice.
So when you met her, you were not in a band?
No. But I did have lots of friends in bands, and I was really, really jealous of them because it looked really fun, and I was just working in a bar, having a crap time. But I could play the guitar, so I was like, okay, I'm going to try and play the guitar really well and try and start a band, and then did it, yeah, and we all met, and it'll happen.
But are you, so do you ever step back and say, oh yeah, we're represented by CAA. That now you're sitting here at South by Southwest about to play crappy dives and not get enough sleep and be hungover, but yet you are signed, you have an album coming up in April, et cetera, et cetera. Do you ever kind of step back and go, this is kind of interesting?
Yes, all the time. And also it's very surreal. But it's cool because no matter how like stressed out by all the other stuff, like the no sleep, like being on the road a lot, and you know, all the other like annoying that happens in life, it's really cool to be able to go like, but I'm in a really great band with really great people, and we made an album, and yeah, you're like, yeah, we get to travel the world and just play songs. That's our job. It's really fucking cool.
So you make your first album, you make it with a pretty cool producer. I would imagine that was either the help of said manager or label, because this is pretty amazing. And yet you didn't have years to make that record either, right? So you're in there that's where I was going. See, it's right on here, by the way. That 12 days is exactly the number. Oh, I lied to you, did I? Oh. But all kidding aside, 12 days to make a record with a killer producer. You obviously walked in relatively prepared, did you not?
She was only there for the first 7 days as well. So we... Then she went on... No. She went to make another album.
Wow. Wow.
She went on holiday for a week and then she started making the other album. But she needed a holiday, it's fine. That's why she was getting the tan and everything.
But how did you manage to get somebody that wonderful? Obviously, she liked the music.
Yeah, she just... Somebody recommended her to us a really long time ago, and we just heard her name around a lot. And then when we were looking for a producer, we just asked her, and yeah, we met, and she really liked our songs, and it was great. Easy.
We went over to her house for dinner the other day, and... just drank a lot of tequila and talked about, like, got really into, like, what our first impressions of each other were and, like, you know, what she felt the first time she saw us play live and like, we all just talked about how much fun we had making the record and how much we loved each other. And then we just sang Natalie and Brulia.
So you walk into a studio like that with a producer like that. Did you have I'll do it again in the quotes, did you have the vision of what you wanted to sound like? Had you listened to other things? Did you say, we want to be, because I mean, you are anthemic in many ways, you know, you're not the, but I say anthemic not in the, oh, you're built to play stadiums, but this is big, full rock and roll. I believe there were 738 gigs in 2016. Would that be the exact number I read somewhere?
That is the exact number.
It was actually
137 and a half, but I rounded it up.
You're not my friend anymore.
Oh.
You used to be my best friend. When people try to describe your music, and they go through all this stuff, oh, it sounds like so-and-so and so-and-so. Who wants to take this and who wants to blow it up?
The best thing that anyone said, that I, my favorite thing that people have, is a Weezer covering like a Phil Spector girl group.
Or there you go.
Girl group covering Weezer.
You won't go to jail.
Yeah, that's...
Weezer's here, by the way.
Shut up.
Oh, they're here. They're playing.
Where are they playing?
Playing.
Rivers Cuomo's right here. Not
here.
Right here,
they're
but...
Oh, Weezer, come on in. There they are. Wouldn't that be fun?
I see Weezer. Let's do that.
Can I do this? This was in something. You sound like the sound of a triangle with a pillow. Really?
Oh, no, that was a real sound.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing this. See, this. I'm doing this. So you really... There you go.
The songs on our album, we made the sound of like a time warp. By you hit a triangle and then smush it into a pillow and it goes boop.
See how I got into that though?
I don't know how I discovered. I think I just dropped the triangle after hitting it and it went boop.
Because we're going to air this after the album comes out, would you each take one song that you already know is like a deeper song that's not going to be the single, and just give me a couple of lines about it?
There's a song called Zeds, which is about not being able to sleep because you're really horny.
And it's like my theme song.
It's like a really sexy kind of lullaby, but it is my favorite song to sing. And
before you go to sleep.
It has the word somnambulating in, which I'm really proud of.
And the fact that you can say that hungover at this time in the morning is worth the price of admission alone. Who else wants to take one song?
There's another song called The End, which is one of my favorite songs to play live. And one of my favorite songs on the album. And we stuck some strings on it. My sister came in and played the violin and another guy came in and played the cello. And it's like got so many little bits. It's gonna be a really good one for headphones. You know, when you listen to an album and you find all the little nice little.
All the time. I'll
yeah.
I'll play something.
You're like, oh, I didn't even realize that.
UK versus America, you know, gold record in the UK is, you know, 300,000 in America, you have to. So this big place that you've entered now, do you care?
I mean, yeah, we care. We definitely care. Not because it's America. Like, it's just like we want as many people to hear our music as possible. And we want as many people to like it as possible. And but, you know, we're really proud of it. And so hopefully other people will enjoy it as well. But it's not, you know, we're not going to kill ourselves.
Yeah, this is like what we did, you know, it's our living. As yeah, well as like the funnest thing.
Yeah, we're not just like a girl group, you know?
We're a bloody band.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside. And then in between, we're just going to go around live. So what two songs of yours do you want on the outside representing the bread?